Welcome to the Treasure Corner, where we discuss all things concerning metal detecting and treasure hunting. I'm Dan Hughes. If you'd like to send me an email or drop me an MP3 voicer about the show, the email address here is thetreasurecorner@gmail.com. And please visit our website, thetreasurecorner.com. Many treasure hunters are very secretive about their metal detecting sites, and for good reason. They feel that by keeping their activities to themselves, they're avoiding trouble. This is probably a good idea if you're on the trail of something valuable, like buried outlaw loot or a miser's secret stash. But if you're a typical coin shooter and you're not trying to locate a larger valuable treasure, it's better to spread the word about your hobby. Start with your neighbors. Let people know what you're doing. If you live in an older neighborhood, tell your neighbors you'd like to hunt their yard someday. Many of them will give you an open invitation. Ask everyone you know if they have any ideas of good older places you can hunt where you might find some old coins. The more people you tell, the more chances you'll have to hunt yards that have never been touched by a metal detector before. Old-timers have a lot of great information. They are always fun to talk to, they're usually eager to talk, and they're often a valuable source of never-ending stories and clues that will lead you to hours of interesting and profitable metal detecting. Old-timers can often give you leads to places you would never have discovered on your own. Here's a great way to approach an old-timer you see on a park bench or in front of the courthouse. Treasure hunter and metal detector manufacturer Charles Garrett has a wonderful way of breaking the ice with these folks. He walks up and he says, "Hi, do you know where I can find an old-timer to talk to?" They laugh, and Charlie has made another friend. Ask him to talk about the old days. He'll almost always be glad to oblige. Ask him how long he's been in the area. If he's a native, ask him about his school days, where he played ball, and where he swam as a kid, where the kids went sledding in the winter, and where they spent their money. Pick his brain for old locations that were popular in his day but aren't used anymore. Not only are you giving an elderly person some much-appreciated attention, you're also getting leads on good treasure hunting locations. Most communities have local amateur historians. Sometimes they write a weekly column in the local newspaper, or they may have published a book or pamphlet that's available in your local bookstore. If you're able to contact these people in person, they can tell you some fascinating stories and provide you with many treasure leads. If they've written a book, read it before you approach them. The local historian in my community can be found most mornings at a popular local coffee shop, eating breakfast and pounding away on his laptop as he works on his next book. By the way, here's a word of warning. Some amateur historians hate metal detecting because they've seen the damage an idiot treasure hunter can do. Assure them you do no harm and you leave no holes. Invite them to come with you on a trip and observe your methods in person. Construction workers can tell you where other construction projects are in town or even in surrounding towns. Whenever a sidewalk or driveway is removed for repair or rebuilding, detecting spots will be open to you that have been closed for decades. But you must act fast. These spots may be open for only a day or two. They close up again as the new sidewalk or driveway is poured. Ministers, priests, and pastors, especially older ones, can tell you where picnics, revival meetings, weddings, funerals, and other outdoor church-related activities took place. They might also know the long-forgotten location of older church buildings, which may have been several miles from where they are now. When I lived in Alabama, I found many abandoned churches in the backwoods area several miles from town. Police officers and insurance agents can be of help, too. Check with them once in a while to see if there are stolen or lost items that might be recovered with a metal detector. Sometimes the police department needs help in finding fired bullets, and if you leave your name as a person willing to volunteer your metal detecting services, you may get some special privileges when it comes to hunting city parks and the courthouse lawn. There are many types of caretakers that can not only get you into properties to search, they can also point out some likely fertile areas. Talk to cemetery caretakers, rest area workers, state park employees, and apartment building caretakers. It goes without saying, always be nice to the person in charge and assure them you will leave no holes. By the way, when I mention cemeteries, I mean the outlying areas, not the actual plots where the graves are. At the beach, the lifeguards can save you a lot of time by pointing out the areas where most people wade, sunbathe, and play volleyball and frisbee. Don't hunt when the beach is crowded, though. Take notes and come back later, when you have the beach mostly to yourself. I'll talk more about beach hunting in a future report. And so ends another exciting episode of The Treasure Corner. As always, drop us a line or a voice or MP3 note to thetreasurecorner@gmail.com. That's all one word, thetreasurecorner@gmail.com. And check out our website, thetreasurecorner.com. Until next time, I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner.